So on page 12, the long mandala offering. Please be mindful also of the insert for Rinpoche's name, which you can see on page 14. Those words in bold as well as the words in the verses in the boxes. You can ignore that and replace that with the insert that you have on your hand.
Yeah.
So here Rinpoche begins the teaching by quoting a verse from Lama Tsongkhapa's writings. And within this verse, he explains that this precious human rebirth is extremely difficult to achieve and having and possesses great meaning. Having achieved this, one should abandon the works of this life like chaff, and then like chaff when one is removing the cover of the rice grains, and then just take the mere essence of this life. You know? So this was to the essence of this precious human rebirth by practicing Dharma. This was the quoted verse from the Lama Tsongkhapa, the Dharma King of the Three Realms. So here, generally, this precious human rebirth that we've achieved as more precious, this excellent physical basis, this opportune, this precious human rebirth with its freedoms and opportunities, its freedoms and richnesses, is more precious than having achieved hundreds and thousands of wish-fulfilling jewels. So the wish-fulfilling jewel is a precious object. If one were to have the good fortune to meet with it, then washing this jewel in an appropriate manner, and then placing it on top of a victory banner, and offering prayers, making offerings to it, and making prayers to it, with that one would be able to receive all the needs of this life. One may even remove poverty from the whole entire world with all the resources that come forth from it. However much this wish fulfilling jewel can do, it is limited only to the benefits of this mere life alone. With such wish fulfilling jewel, one cannot, with that alone, one cannot remove the sufferings, one cannot accomplish the welfare of future lives. However, with this precious human rebirth, which is with its freedoms and richnesses, one can accomplish the welfares of future lives, such as preventing oneself from falling into an unfortunate lower rebirth in a future life and achieving higher rebirths. And also one is able to achieve states of liberation from cyclic samsaric suffering. And also with this precious human rebirth, one can also achieve the omniscient state of full Buddhahood. So therefore, this precious human rebirth so possesses such great potential. One should strive to achieve meaning from it. Yes. So here, when one is having achieved this precious human rebirth, which possesses great meaning, this human rebirth, with its freedoms and richnesses, now that we have achieved this, which is difficult to achieve, it is difficult to achieve in that it is achieved just this once only. It is difficult to achieve a likewise form again in the future. The reason being that many causes are required in order to be able to achieve such a rebirth. Many causes, karmic causes, are required to be present in order for such rebirth to occur. And not only that, not only is it difficult to achieve, it is also easily lost. So this human rebirth, losing it, its appearance is said to be so brief, it's almost like a lightning appearance of lightning. So lightning does not appear and stay and remain. It comes and goes very briefly, brief flashes of lightning, as we say. So the reason being that in comparison to the beginningless rebirths that we have had over countless lifetimes, amongst the many rebirths, this precious human rebirth is, in comparison to that, it is so short, there's almost like a mere flash of lightning. So therefore, if one were to be deceived entirely by the works of this life, works for the benefit of this life, then one would pass or waste this precious human rebirth without deriving any meaning or essence from it. Just as we are to, when we are of grains, when we have these grains, we try to remove the chaff of grains. So what we essentially want is the grain within and not the external shell of the grain that we harvest. So here, essentially what we need to do is that we need to remove that which is has no meaning, you know, that has no essence, and take the mere essence only. So likewise, one needs to take the mere essence of this life alone while leaving aside all the other aspects of this life which have no meaning. So if one wants to derive meaning or the essence of this human precious human rebirth, one needs to do so by practicing the holy Dharma, which begins by striving or working for the welfare of future lives, and so forth. You know, so loftier, either that or even loftier goals than that. Yes.
시국요래 시발은 원대는 두 번째는 예국요래 다 아니 님비 코노데라 센데지고 센데라는 투자사 해지 되는지 시기요 두기 대투체도 두 번째 다 시바점의 야외이나 대전에 팬덤마저래 다 년내전에 세트마 팬바지고요 대요 세면에 내서 동안 명용하지 모두 공부 토비하게 치든 년바지나 취소 소말에데 다 다 집에 담아 집에 중요 건너래 다 세명 온도자 많이 봐 고발 때도 타바지지 대체된 연계 요 삼바지나 집은 랭게 삼바리 노마델레 다 파워리 이나요 그래서 다 손지 레저 도모 많이 만족해요 말과 근데 다 로제 심지 담지 근데 동안 면도 봐 냠바 레반도 봐 냠바 근데 인도 심지 담지 롱게 레바두야다 동안 도야게 탑지고 농지 심지 신지요 동안 도야다 레바두야게 탑 제공도 근데 제야 된 나롱 제공도 대체도 손질 공모 토발자 대토발자가 나는 시국요래 대체도 연계 요사마 제외 있는 다 고노 야슈대 인바래 이제 고노 들리지고는 샘바슈
So here like this one needs to practice dharma. In order to be able to practice dharma, one needs to precede that by hearing or listening to the teachings or explanations regards to the ways of practicing. So so when one is hearing or listening to the Dharma, it's important that, it is vital that one cultivates a proper motivation prior to listening. If one were to listen with the mere intention to collect intellectual property, like, this is I haven't heard before, I need to hear this, or, you know, take it within my collection for this life, you know, things I've heard, things I know, and so forth. So merely with keeping the mere motivation to benefit this life alone, such motivation, and then with such motivation, listening to a Dharma will not bring one of any, bring any benefit whatsoever to oneself. One needs to have the intention to practice, to put into actual practice the teachings that one hears in order to benefit one's future lives. So if one were to listen to the Dharma with the intention of practicing it, in order that one does not fall into an unfortunate rebirth in the future life, but have achieved a higher rebirth, this motivation already begins the scope of Dharma. It's already the beginning of the scope of Dharma motivations. However, such a motivation is still considered as the lowest form motivation corresponding to the being of the lowest capacity, or lower capable being. However, if one listens to the teaching not only for that purpose, but also to be able to be free for the entirety of samsaric suffering, with such a motivation, then listening to the Dharma becomes a motivation corresponding to the middling capable being. However, with such a motivation alone, it does not become the uncommon cause for attaining an omniscient state of Buddhahood. Therefore, one must first contemplate that oneself and all sentient beings, each and every one of us, are the same exactly in that we desire happiness and we do not desire suffering. So therefore, just as oneself, you know, we ourselves need to accomplish our, you know, work for our own happiness and also to remove our own sufferings. Likewise, do all sentient beings need to do so as well. So therefore, for the sake of oneself and all sentient beings, one should strive to achieve the state of full Buddhahood, who can fully accomplish the state whereby one can fully accomplish the works of oneself and others. So therefore, this is the best motivation, wishing to attain Buddhahood or sake of others. This motivation is the highest capable being. And so please listen to these teachings with such a firm motivation. Nice.
Mm. 주요 공 선물 댐비실 제법을 제거하셔야죠. 영화나 구가집에서 주지 제거. 지원인들 주는 예시 지다서에서 남방의자 놈만 주비를 마세네 예시송이 오래. 나 데리지도 도마는 제법 제거. 너 되지 싶으시나? 던지는 무채. 또 마선이 좀 내내 이제 다 노다 주의다 되는 몸보이 중에 너네 마음 받을 때 미사와 자진 못 챙겨 내리지 배기를 해서 내 눈